11, right? We're reading from excerpts about learning from a state of descent and from descent from the state of ascent. Excerpt number 11, what is the meaning of suffering in the work? The best advice in a state of ascent is that when a person feels that now there is a state of spirituality and he wants to find deficiencies, in that state he should delve in the Torah and find the connection between the Torah and man. From this, he will be able to take knowledge about how to serve the Creator. As it is written, a soul without knowledge is also not good. And as it is written, grant us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge from you. In that state, he will see the lack in him and will have empty kelim. By this, he will be saved from coming into a real descent. Number 12, from Shamati, Baal HaSulam, article number 21, when one feels oneself in a state of ascent. When one feels oneself in a state of ascent, that he is high-spirited, when he feels that he has no desire but only for spirituality, it is then good to delve in the secrets of the Torah in order to attain its internality. Even if one sees that although he exerts to understand something and still does not know anything, it is still worthwhile to delve in the secrets of the Torah, even 100 times in a single thing. One should not despair, meaning say that is useless since he does not understand anything. This is so for 2 reasons. One, when one delves into something and yearns to understand it, that yearning is called a prayer. This is because a prayer is a lack, meaning that one is craving what he lacks, that the Creator will satisfy his desire. The extent of the prayer is measured by the desire. Since the thing that one needs most, the desire for it is greater. For according to the measure of the need, so is the measure of the yearning. There is a rule that in the thing that one makes the most effort, the exertion increases the lack, and he wants to receive feeling for his deficiency. Also, a desire is called a prayer, regarded as the work in the heart, since the merciful one wants the hearts. It turns out that then one can give a true prayer. Excerpt number 13 from Rabash. Quick nearing. One does not enter the work of the left, called trouble, unless during an ascent. At that time, he enters the left, meaning while he is still not in a descent. Rabbi Elazar said, one should always precede trouble with prayer. This means that even when one is in a state of ascent, he must ask the Creator to bring him closer with another greater nearing, so he will advance in the work. If he feels no deficiency, he cannot advance. This is why he is given a descent from above, so he will have a lack. A descent is called trouble. And then he prays. Hence, there is an advice. Before the trouble comes to him, he already prays.
One, he doesn't want to connect with anyone.
Excerpt number 14, Rabash. What does the king stands on his field when the crop is ripe mean in the work? The correction of a person walking on the left line is because he does not wait to get a decline and fall, and then he will wait until an awakening from above comes to him. Instead, he draws upon himself the left, and then he sees that he is in a state of descent, meaning that he does not have a single spark to desire to work in order to bestow and not for his own benefit. And then he can pray. It is, as Baal HaSulam said, about what our sages said of David, who said, I awaken the dawn, and the dawn does not awaken me. That is, King David did not wait for the dawn, which is called black, which is darkness, meaning that the darkness awakens him. Instead, he awakens the darkness. He prays to the Creator to illuminate his face for him, and thus he gains time from having the preparation for the darkness. And then it is easier to correct.